August 26, 1928. The divine will is more than mother. How it grows together with the soul and forms its life in her. The lightning of the act done in it. Return of the breath of Jesus to make the divine will reign. My flight in the eternal fiat is continuous. It seems to me that I cannot be, nor can I stop, anywhere else but in it. More than life, I feel it inside and outside of me, and as much as I run and fly, I find but works, an interminable and boundless property, and its life palpitating in everything and everywhere. And while being present up high and down below, this divine will preserves everything, and it is actor and spectator of everything. Now, my littleness wandered in the divine fiat, it went around through the whole creation. And making my little I love you resound in each created thing, it asked for the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. And my lovable Jesus, making himself seen while carrying me in his arms to let me follow the acts of his divine will, told me, my daughter, how much my will loves you. More than a mother, it holds you in its arms. And while holding you tightly to its bosom, it is present within you, to grow together with you. It palpitates in your heart, it circulates in your blood, it walks in your feet, it thinks in your mind, it speaks in your voice. Its love, its jealousy, is so great, that if you are little, it makes itself little. If you grow, it grows with you. If you operate, it expands you so much, as to extend you in all of its works. A mother can leave her daughter, she can separate from her, and be far away. But my will, never, because, making itself the life of its daughter, it becomes inseparable from her. So, even if it wanted to leave her, it cannot do it, because it is its very life that lives in its daughter, and that it has formed in her. Who could ever have this insuperable power and love of forming and raising her own life with her daughter? No one, only my will, which, possessing an eternal love and a creative virtue, creates its life in one who is reborn and wants only to be its daughter. This is why you go around in the creation, because this mother, my divine will, wants, in all of its acts, the life it has formed in you, its daughter. Therefore, one who lives in my divine fiat runs the whirling, orderly and harmonious race of the whole creation together with it. And since the orderly race of all the spheres forms the most beautiful and harmonious melody, the soul who runs with them forms her note of harmony which, echoing in the celestial fatherland, draws the attention of all the blessed, who say, how beautiful is the sound we hear in the spheres, because the little daughter of the divine fiat is going around in them. It is one more note and one distinct sound that we hear. And the divine volition brings it to us, into our celestial regions. Therefore, it is not you who run, but it is my will that runs, and you run together with it. Then, I continued thinking about the great prodigies and sublimities of the divine fiat. And while I was feeling dissolved in it, my beloved Jesus added, my daughter, just as the lightning is unleashed by the clouds and illuminates the earth, and then it withdraws again into the womb of the clouds to light up the earth very often with its light. In the same way, the soul who lives in my will, as she operates, unleashes her lightnings from the womb of her humanity, and forms more light in the sun of my divine fiat. Not only this, but she lights up the earth from the darkness of the human volition. However, the lightning unleashed by the clouds is limited light, while the lightning produced in my divine will is without limits, and within its light it carries the knowledge of it. In fact, operating in my will contains the universal force, and therefore unique force, new creation, divine life. So, as she does her act of lightning, all the doors of my works open to receive the new creation and the lightning of light of the act of the creature done in my fiat. Therefore, all of my works feel renewed and twice glorified, and so they all celebrate in feeling the new creative force over them. After this, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen as a little child in the depth of my little soul. He clasped me, he kissed me, he breathed over me, and I felt new life, new love, being infused in me, And I repeated for him what he was doing to me. And repeating his kisses, he told me, "Little daughter of my will, as my breath breathes over you, it renews you, and with its vivifying power it destroys in you the infection of the seed of the human volition and vivifies the seed of my divine fiat. This breath is the origin of the human life of the creature. As man withdrew from my will, he lost my breath. And even though life remained in him, he no longer felt the vivifying force of my breath which, in vivifying him, maintained him beautiful, fresh and similar to his creator. So, without my breath, man remained like that flower which, having no more rain, wind and sun, fades, withers and, lowering its head, tends to die. Now, in order to rehabilitate the kingdom of my divine will in the midst of creatures, it is necessary that my continuous breath return to their midst, which, breathing over them, more than wind, may let the sun of my will enter into them, so that, with its heat, it may destroy the bad seed of the human volition and may render man beautiful and fresh again, just as he was created. And so, straightening up its stem under the rain of my grace, the flower raises its head, becomes vivified, acquires color, and tends toward the life of my will, no longer toward death. Oh, if the creatures knew the great good I am preparing, the surprises of love, the unheard of graces, how much more attentive they would be. And those who know the knowledges about my will, oh, how they would put their lives in order to fling them into the midst of the world, so that creatures may dispose themselves to receive such a great good. In fact, these knowledges have the virtue of helping to facilitate the human dispositions for a good so great. But human ingratitude is always the same. Instead of preparing themselves, they think of anything else, and they hurl themselves into sin.